Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, Lee Houston, my brother Greg McCray in the house. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Y'all just catching us. We tried to do it this morning. And it's going good till I press that button, and all of a sudden it cut off on us. So we're gonna do it all again. And I want to get started with the king, Crown Jewel. If you saw it, what's your thoughts?
Crown Jewel event was just man, it was great. Man, it's good as a WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, over there, that's at WrestleMania anyway. You know, that's their equivalent of WrestleMania. And Crown Jewel. Yeah. And I tell you this much. I liked it all. I think the Queen's Crown was interesting. We have a new Queen, a new and first Queen of the Ring, Selena Vega.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting seeing her. She gonna walk around with her head already big.
And by the way, fun fact for you, all my fellas out there, I want to say this, but I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But Selena Vega has OnlyFans, however as I would think it is. And if you haven't heard OnlyFans, OnlyFans is like, it's supposed to be for content creators until retired adult entertainers and C-list adult entertainers took over it and it's and over that freaky stuff.
Yes, indeed.
So, she has OnlyFans, but it's not what you think it is, so let's keep your eye out the gutter. You check her out on OnlyFans. Also, her husband across the street at AEW, Malachi Black, doing his thing over there.
Oh, man, is he? Man, I'm loving what he's doing over there. I hope he get a world title run over there in AEW.
Well, not anytime soon, but down the road, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former WWE guy, so he's still fresh in that light. He's still fresh in that light.
Everything that he get.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big, real big independent wrestler. A lot of the big independent wrestlers get big, be real popular on the independent scene, but, to me, it's like, I'm not understanding, you know, if they big on the independent scene, what are you going to go get them for if you're not going to capitalize on how popular they are independent? Mm-hmm. You want to change how they change them up to fit what you want? Let them be who brought them to the game.
Yep. You know, I hate when, for example, independent wrestler doing his own thing, and then he calls WWE and they change him, you know, like you just said.
Yeah, you know, you let him be what brought him, what made him famous, what brought him to the dance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That earned him a right for you to look at them, then what they did on their own earned them a right to showcase and show you how good they are. On their own, so let them be who they are. You know, we may have to tweak a little bit here and there, but other than that, I mean, what's his name? I can't think of his name. The Nigerian Prince McDowell, the former Intercontinental Champion.
Apollo Creed. Cruz. Yeah,
Apollo Cruz.
Cruz, not Creed. You know, Cruz.
He's big on the independent scene. They rechanged him up. I guess they wanted to change his finishing move and all that.
I don't buy that Nigerian accent for a second. He's great at it. I'll buy that. You know.
Yeah.
Great character. It's okay. I just don't buy all of a sudden. You Nigerian all of a sudden.
He was from Atlanta. I forgot his independent name, but they want to make you, they want to put you to the point where everybody forget where you come from in the independent scene. If that would got them to the point where they can be here to, to get in, become part of the dance that you be presenting, let them be who they be.
Definitely.
That's how I see it.
Let me ask you this. The roster right now, after like post-draft, like, how you feel about the after effects of the draft?
I'm interested in seeing, I'm not going to judge too fast, but it looks like, we're going to get some great rivalries, some great matchups and stuff, so I'm ready to see how everything unfolds.
I think it's pointless to have Raw come to SmackDown, SmackDown come to Raw. Like, stay on your brand.
Every now and then, the little mix-up, But, yeah, for the most part, yeah, stay on your brand. But every now and then, around Survivor Series time, maybe. Maybe, closer to WrestleMania time. You want somebody to come that may win the Royal Rumble, that may challenge the other champion or something, plant that little seed there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, say you want somebody to challenge from Raw, that's going to challenge Roman Reigns, they win the Royal Rumble. Don't let them go and, get in Roman Reigns' head and all that stuff, And then, out of nowhere, they win, they can plant that little seed.
What's your opinion about work with Saudi Arabia with WWE? Most people think it's controversial, like it's blood money, if you will.
Yeah, people gonna feel and say how they want to say and stuff. To me, it's needed for us, and it's needed for those who work there, especially those who can make a good bit of money off of. What time on the show is, I know Undertaker and Goldberg, they made, a good pretty penny off of it last year just doing that one match with each other. I know they paid a good pretty penny to have Goldberg come back and wrestle over there. I have no problem with it.
They started this, him because my math is kind of horrible. They started this 2018, they got 10 year. Started 2018, they got a 10-year deal. So they got about what? Let me see. It's 2021. They got a 10-year deal. My math is horrible. They got a couple of years left.
I mean, nobody said anything about when they staged the big boxing events over there. They staged the World Heavyweight title rematch with Anthony Joshua. Want his title back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people just want to say what they say. Gotta know what you're saying before you really talk about it, and just let people earn their money, And most people that say that are people that don't even watch wrestling.
Mm.
And they'll be the first one to talk down about wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a facts, man. How you, you should, you can't be judging something you don't know nothing about.
Yep. And the first one to talk about, about our sport, about our entertainment, how you gonna watch something like that? I'm gonna watch something like that because same way I watch movies, it's entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Something that I love, they have to train and work hard to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Let's look ahead to Survivor Series. A little sneak peek at Survivor Series. How do you see that card working out?
Survivor Series?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm hoping Becky Lynch loses her belt before Survivor Series. I'm really ready to see Roman Reigns and Big E go one-on-one with each other.
That would be cool.
Now, you know who I really want to see win the Intercontinental belt?
What you got?
I want to see Sheamus win it. Sheamus needs the Intercontinental belt to become a Grand Slam champion.
Huh. I see that happening.
The IC belt is the only belt that Sheamus has not won since being WWE.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'll take you back to last night for Halloween Havoc. You know, give me 1 second here. We got, this was last night, Total Attraction. They defeated Io Shirai and Zoe Stark. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark and Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada. A triple threat tag team match for the women's championship, for the tag team championship. Joey Gacy against Malik Blade. Roderick Strong against Odyssey Jones by pinfall. Mandy Rose is finally, Mandy Rose is your NXT Women's Champion. And she won the match against Raquel Gonzalez in a Chucky's Choice Trick or Street Fight match. Thank you very much, Chucky. Imperium defeated MSK to become your tag team champions. Okay.
Yes.
And Tommaso Ciampa is going to lead us into the future with NXT. We said last night, we said goodbye to the black and gold brand and moving forward to this wonderful, colorful NXT brand. And our lead us into the future is Tommaso Ciampa.
Man, great pay-per-view, great Halloween Havoc. I ain't gonna say pay-per-view. NXT showed up, and was almost as good as the NXT takeover. The new guys and girls for NXT, are really showing up and showing out. I'm ready, to see how they're going to do to keep the momentum going.
Uh-huh.
I'm really ready to see who they're going to place as in the NXT picture and who's going to be the one that's going to take the belt away from Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah. I like to think that we did say goodbye to the black and gold brand last night and going to the future with this brand. Revision, if you will, for NXT. And it's going to be interesting where we go from here.
I'm hating that. I mean, I love the black and gold. I'm not feeling the revamp, but, we'll see how it's going to move forward in the future.
I don't think it needed to be revamped in the first place. I think black gold was just fine.
Oh, man, it was perfect. Great, man. I didn't think it needed to be revamped at all myself, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened, man. It's Triple H has to final say in NXT, baby. I don't know what happened, because Vince got nothing to do with NXT. That's Triple H's baby.
Yeah, man. Triple H made NXT great.
Mm-hmm. I remember way back when, many years ago, when NXT got started. It started off with like a game base, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when they was back. I'm talking about when we closed down ECW, and it plays NXT. It was a game show based competition back in the time. Their flat format. Right.
Doing all kind of crazy stuff. We had Titus O'Neil running wheelbarrow races and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And now over the years, we've seen it go from that to his own brand. And last year, 2019, 1-2, NXT was the Survivor Series. And I like how they did that. Basically, like, the format was whoever, like, it was, right, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. NXT had more points than SmackDown than Raw. So Raw is out, and now it's between SmackDown and NXT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
NXT showed how they can be on their own. NXT is so good, you can take NXT out of WWE, and NXT would still survive.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I guarantee, like you just said, if they announce in the morning, we're going to be independent from WWE as a whole. We're going to be our own thing. We don't need them to be. It's the same thing, but we're going to be on our own, independent. They'll still be all right.
They'll be able to make it. They'll be able to survive.
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of times, speaking of surviving, I want to give a shout out across the street to Impact Wrestling. Over the years, they've gone through hell and back over the years. I stumbled upon Impact Wrestling one day. I was Abyss Wrestling. I stumbled upon it. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Okay. This is back 2004, 2005. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TNA Impact back in the day when they had good momentum. To me, they was a great objective to watching WWE. Back when they finally gave AJ Styles a chance to break out on his own, stuff like that is what you need to help push people to grow, help them allow to grow to get on their own, and. If it wasn't for Impact, we wouldn't see AJ Styles we know now.
Definitely. AJ Styles, man, I can't wait to put him in the Hall of Fame one day. Got a lot of work to do in WWE, but right now, in the future, maybe one day put him in the Hall of Fame.
If he was retired right now, he would deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh. By the way, we did this with David last night. If you were being the Hall of Fame, here's why, basically how it works. They call you. You don't call them, they call you. And you can either accept it or turn it down. But let me ask you, I asked David this last night. Let me ask you this. Do you think Impact Wrestling should have to embrace multiple inductees or keep it one by one?
Yes, please.
Let me ask you this. Should Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame, should they embrace multiple inductees or keep it one by one?
Should they have inductees one by one?
Yeah, or they should they embrace multiple or should they keep one by one?
I think they should embrace, at least, three or four. They may do more than that, but I would love to see them do maybe one knockout division, one regular person, and one X division person every year.
Or
maybe one singles tag, and then,
a knockout division, Gotcha. Anybody wrestle Hall of Fame, that way they've been doing since day one, they've been, inducting folks one by one, from Abyss to Awesome Kong to Gail Kim, and you get a nice and so much more. You get a nice the Dudley Boys are Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame, as they should be.
Oh yeah,
you got they deserve it. You get a nice watch, Rolex watch, and you get a plaque. And then in WWE, you get a nice ring, you get a championship plate, and you get a plaque.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not the belt, but the plate.
Yeah. That's still tight, you know, the plate that you would put on the championship belt.
Yes, sir. So you get a nice, championship plate, you get a ring, and you get a plaque. Back in the day, they used to have like dinner style Hall of Fame inductions. Or they used to have like a little, banquet style.
Yeah.
It's going back, I want to say far back as 95.
Wow. You know a little bit more about that than me then.
Yeah. They used to have banquet style Hall of Fame inductions. And I remember one, I watching it on the network. I remember they, because at the time it was recorded, they something happened to it, and they only have the rest of it. They don't have the whole night.
Man, I wish I could have seen some of the first few Hall of Fames.
The official Hall of Fames.
A lot of old ones in there, and I'm glad they got some of the new ones that, to me, should have been belonging there, but politics and stupid people, now they, you know, finally allowing the right people in there.
Yep. The Hall of Fames go back, the official Hall of Fame ceremonies go back to 95. The first Hall of Famer was supposed to be just a tribute to the late Andre the Giant, and then we decided to let people in there, and here we are now.
Yeah, Andre the Giant, you know, he deserved to be in every wrestling Hall of Fame. Because he, you know, truly was an icon that put wrestling on the map.
I agree with that, but at the same time, it has to make sense. Like, he has to actually have been for that company.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that he deserves to be in every Hall of Fame. But it has to be like the company, he has to actually have gone through them. Like, for example, Any progressive promotion in France, if you worked under the Giant, okay, that's cool.
I actually met a person that he worked for like a small progressive promotion in Atlanta, and he's part of their Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He didn't know when, you know, he wasn't a big time, you know, making on the national scene, but he helped train Ric Flair. He helped train Dusty Rhodes. He was the one that, you know, if you wanted to go and learn your craft, they'll send you to there, and you have some matches with him, and you'll learn a lot to help you to improve your stock in the company.
Yes, sir. Check this out. This is some cool facts. I'm looking up right now at Hall of Fame. As of 2019, there are 228 inductees, 121 individuals, 46 legacy, 17 groups, 12 celebrities, and 7 Warrior Award winners. That's cool.
Yeah.
But one person I would love to see in the Hall of Fame, in the main Hall of Fame, a celebrity in the Hall of Fame that deserves to be there, and it has not been over there inducted over the years, the late great, the greatest himself, Muhammad Ali.
Yes, he deserved to be in there because he was part of the one of the early main events there. Yeah, you're right.
I want to see him in the celebrity wing and the main Hall of Fame.
You're right. I'm with you on that.
He had a it wasn't a match. It was a confrontation with Gorilla Monsoon.
It was like a special enforcer for one of the early main events.
Yep. That's cool to have Ali in the Hall of that'd be cool. I also want to see Cyndi Lauper in the Celebrity Hall of Fame.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought she was in there.
Nah, she's not. She inducted Wendy Richter.
Yeah.
If all my old school folks from the 80s, if you remember Cyndi Lauper, one of the famous songs she's on for, The Girls Want to Have Fun, go watch the music video with the late great Captain Lou Albano and other folks. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
girl,
just wanna have fun.
I'm about to say something, but I... Never mind. Anyway. We're gonna wrap this up in just a second. But first of all, before we do, I wanna let you know that tonight's episode brought to you by Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. 888-712-2587. Back of Deliveries and More LLC. If you have a CDL license, let them know that you drive trucks and you can help them out. And they'll give you a commission and all that good stuff. So Back of Deliveries and More.com for more information. Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Check them out. Brother, you got your hands full over there. We're going to let you go. I appreciate you, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate you for having me, man.
All right, man. Love you.
Love you too, bro.
See you, everybody.